You want to hear this?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Smirnoff Live. I am your host, Rob Smirnoff Uzzle, and this is Tuesday, April 12th, 2016. And I'm here with my co-host, as always, the man with the plan, the man with the big nostrils, the man that thinks he likes women, but he don't like women, he likes men's butt. My co-host, my nigga, Mr. Eric Brown.
Hey, what's up, family? How's that thing doing?
Oh, man, shit. I got to chill out on my fucking videos, man. Some people talking about calling the laws and shit. Because, you know, if you say something about whooping someone's ass on a fucking video and use their name, they can fucking use that shit against you or some shit. This is the pussification of America. I know we're going to talk about Supergirl, but this is what I'm talking about, the pussification of America, man. This is how bad it's gotten. It's gotten so bad to the point where motherfuckers can't even speak. See, back in my day, in your day, when you had a problem with somebody, you just went up and slapped shit out of them and said, what's going to do about it, nigga? And y'all just filed it out, and then y'all either friends or y'all just let it be what it be. But nowadays, it's, oh, he's harassing me, or, oh, is this.
Or we did dozens with each other.
Yeah, it's some old bullshit.
Yeah.
So, did you get a chance to read that thing? I know you didn't get a chance to watch the episode.
Yeah, I've been scanning over that. Yeah, this, damn, I'm definitely getting the season when this comes out on DVD.
Yeah. So apparently, Kara's trying to find out about Madrid, Project Madrid, and she goes to the Solitude Fortress, and she's trying to look for Kal-El, who's better known as Superman, and a holographic of her mom basically tells her what Madrid is, and it's basically mind control that Nam is put on Central City. Or is that right? Big City, Central City?
What's the name of that damn city they live in?
Not Metropolis, but something city. But anyway, Maxwell Laura comes to the rescue, and the Madrid project is based on technology satellites that he built that the Kryptonians actually broke into to get, you know, hold of that technology for their Project Madrid. And Indigo, she made a return back to the fold, and it's like nothing happened before. She basically, what was I going to say? She basically gets into a fight with, John Jones, the Manhunter, and they get out. Meanwhile, Max Lord says he's got a bomb, a kryptonite bomb that will detonate, and it will kill at least 8% of the population, which equates to a central city, 300,000 casualties. And Kara was like, well, I have hope, and let's go with my plan. And her plan was to go to an old station, piggybacking off of the signal or whatever. You know the network turns better than I do, man. Basically try to broadcast because everything's analog instead of digital. And they were going to try to broadcast and brainwash them that way to get these people to come to their senses. And Carr ends up in a where Sister Alex, who has that Kryptonian sword, if you remember the episode where Astra got killed with the Kryptonian sword, and she's all dressed up in fucking gear like Kryptonian, and she can like fly and shit. So now Alex is going against her own sister, and that's where the episode ends.
Man.
What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, man, that's the end of the series getting really gritty, you know? Sounds really good, you know? And what's amazing is DC really has stepped their game up with series. They really have. I mean, and, you know, a lot of people have a problem with having a female superhero lead. I say get over it, you know? Yeah, this is a sign of times, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, man, because I got a funny story to tell you. So there's this chick at my job. Her name is Jessie, in case she's listening to this, give a shout-out to her. We thought she was, like, the manager uptight, you know what I'm saying, that type of motherfucker, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, like, acting like she running shit, man, she wasn't. And really, she's a down-to-earth, she's a wrestler. She is also got her husband is a manager, local indie manager, is well known regionally. She's in the anime. She's loves Dragon Ball Z. She's in the DC Comics. But her biggest thing is Wonder Woman.
Oh, sweet.
And when I started talking to her today, like we were in a, I know we weren't supposed to talk about this in a chat room where it's monitored or whatever, we were just kind of booping around. And I said something to the effect of Batman versus Superman and started talking about Goku. And next thing I know, me and her, we were like sharing notes and talking. And I made a new friend today, man. She's cool as fuck, man. She is really, really cool as fuck. She talks too damn much sometimes. She knows
well,
she talks too much.
That's normal for a woman. They like to talk, you know.
Hey, I got Lynn here, Cynthia Lynn. Oh,
hey,
what's
going on?
What's up?
What's that?
Hey, our viewership is going up, man. Since you took over the reins, the viewership is going up. I was looking at the numbers earlier. Did you get that?
Yeah. All right, I got a scenario with you. Supergirl versus Wonder Woman.
Oh, no contest. Supergirl. I don't know. Let me take that back because Wonder Woman can give a run for her money.
Well, Wonder Woman can give Superman a hard time, actually, because he's just a couple of notches underneath him. Well, it depends on who's drawing the comic, actually, you know.
And Superman and Supergirl is actually stronger than Superman. If you go based off of the comics and DC animation.
Yeah. Oh, I read something very interesting. They said because of the fact that Superman gets his power from the sun, the Superman technically should be African American.
Zoom Tan Superman, Ron Killings.
Matter of fact, there is a black Superman on Earth 23. He's also the President of the United States. Matter of fact, I ended up breaking down and getting the action figure when I saw it. I was like, I got to have this. I mean, it's cool having a black Superman toy.
So, hang on 1 second. Let me get the headset on.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. It's cool. Next topic of discussion, I don't want to beat a dead horse in the ass, but the pussification of America, man. I am sick of it.
How about that post I put up earlier about one of the hardest things for people to realize is nobody has to like you. They have to respect you. And, you know, and I know that probably pissed a couple people off because everybody thinks, oh, yeah, I'm so special. Everybody's got to kiss my ass. Let me tell you something. Nobody has to kiss your ass. Some people don't like me because I'm black. Some people don't like me because of whatever. Guess what? That's their prerogative. As long as they respect me, they have the right to feel what they feel. But a lot of people are not trying to be homophobic or nothing, but they're trying to push everything on people, forcing them to like. See, I don't have to like you. I can respect you. What you do is certain adults your business, but I do not have to like it. And that's the problem. They're telling us we're supposed to like everything. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm on the, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm an adult. You don't like me because I have certain feelings. I mean, I have some religious beliefs. I'm not sacrilegious. But if you don't like it, then don't deal with me because I am not going to change my opinion to appease your little ego.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I mean, is this one of those things that you just have to, you know, bite your tongue? You don't necessarily have to bite your tongue, but like with me this week, you have to pick and choose your battles.
Exactly, you know. And, you know, I've been in my feelings all this week, and I found a close cousin of mine died. So my feelings is all over the damn place right now. So, you know, it's just like, whoo, boy. And I'm just seeing it. I'm seeing our people acting like idiots. Protesting Donald Trump when Donald Trump's not the problem. The problem is, you know, a lot of our people have no conflict resolution. I mean, you got to shoot nobody just because you don't agree with them. I mean, these guys are so pussyfied they can't fight. And when they get into prison, they end up being somebody's bitch.
You're right. Absolutely right. I think that's what happened to my brother. I think that's why he's a real bitch now.
It's sad, you know. We're gonna have some so-called thug picked a fight with me one time. I knocked his ass out without even trying. I'm like, dude, you have no hands whatsoever.
Like with my brother, he'll just choke you. He'll go for a chokehold. All you gotta do is knee that nigga in the nuts, take him down with a single leg takedown, and just go wailing on his ass.
Well, you know, another thing you can do is just take your hands and put it right underneath his arm and come straight up. That'll work, too.
Yeah, if he tries to try to choke you, give him an uppercut, hit him in the nuts, and then I'm going to just spear his motherfucking ass.
And they fight like little women. I think slapping each other. Like, what are y'all doing? You got the pants, these skinny ass jeans, pants hanging off your ass. You know where that looks come from. That means that you've been violated in prison. That means somebody took your ass in prison. That's what that look means. And these little kids I can do prison standing on my head and say, dude, you're 100 pounds soaking wet. What are you going to do? You in prison with somebody my size who's going to tear your ass up? You in a cell. You ain't got no gun. You ain't got nothing. Like,
they, They either gonna fight back or they gonna get that ass tatted up.
Yeah. And they can't fight, so that ass getting tatted up. I said, you better not go to prison. Some of these boys are like little girls. You better not go to prison. They're going to wear your ass out.
But a nigga like you, man, I know you dream about going to prison. Because when you go to prison... When you go to prison, the most important thing in your life is going to be booty.
You know what? I mean, I appreciate the laugh, man, because I've been in my feelings all week. I appreciate that, man. I needed one. That's funny. Oh, did you see the MTV Music Awards with The Rock and Kevin Hart?
I did not see that.
That shit was funny. Those two are crazy together, boy.
Huh? The MTV Movie Awards was the other night. Now, The Rock did say something. He pulled a rib on Hogan. You hear about that?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that one. I probably shut that to the bathroom. About sex tape?
Yeah, about the sex tape. Hogan made more money, or just about more money, than Batman versus Superman in one day.
Yeah. And, you know, people are hating on that movie. That movie is making a lot of money. I think it's about over $800 million now.
How much is it now?
Like over $800.
They hate it, but they still go see it. That don't make no sense.
Oh, you know what? What it is? No. The comic book nerds hated it. Average everyday fans loved it because they know Batman is supposed to be a sociopath, not this little PC, touchy-feely guy. I like, they even tried doing that with a Batman cartoon a couple of years ago. You know, he was all, you know, smiling all the darn time. Nobody wants that shit. Man, come on, man. This ain't Batman. Batman is a badass. You see Batman, you're going to be scared if you got powers or not. Because Batman ain't got no chill, you know? Hell, he got kicked out of the Justice League a couple of times because he made plans to disarm and kill every one of the heroes. And they're like, wait a minute, we can't trust your ass. And he's like, you can't understand why I need to do that. I don't need to be in Justice League in the first place.
Oh, that one episode where he took down everyone's DNA bio information.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. That was a good movie.
That was a good movie, yeah.
The only thing I disagree with CJ Glickman about is the constant changing of actors and actresses.
That gets a little old. When you get attached to somebody, like, come on, man, this person played that part good, you're going to switch them again. Man, you know, that, like, when I get attached to a character, don't switch them up on me. That's the one thing I hate about comic books is when they also, too, is they also they reboot the whole damn series. Let's say if I wanted to collect comics, I can't because every time I get a number one, it's like, I know your whole series has been rebooted. Man, come on, dude.
Yeah, my point is, to piggyback off of that, when you think Goku in the English version, who do you think about? Sean Schimmel.
Yeah.
You know, there's Ocean Productions. They have the Ocean version of Dragon Ball Z. And these voice actors, I mean, bless their heart that they tried their best, but you can't fuck with Sean Schimmel and can't remember what the other guy's name is. That does Vegeta and Piccolo. And you can tell during the series his voice has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, especially especially doing Vegeta.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think I do a pretty good Vegeta myself. Kakarot, your power is over 9,000.
And Vegeta's a trip. When somebody talks so much shit, he gets his ass kicked a lot. Somebody posted that on a Facebook page once before Dragon Ball Z had me cracking up.
Oh, he can fight, but he talks a lot of shit, man.
He talks way too much shit.
So what's in the future plans of Mr. Eric Brown?
Find out about this funeral. I don't know if they're gonna bring her back up to New York, or they're gonna have a funeral in Florida. And just, you know, take it from there, you know.
Oh, is this the honey you talking to?
Oh, no, I was talking about my cousin who died.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
My condolences go out. Real talk.
Thanks. And, you know, this is... I got family from, you know, they're New Yorkers. You know how New Yorkers are, right?
Right.
They're
aggressive.
You know, they can be very antisocial at times. It's just like, God damn, guys. Let somebody know something. And here's the thing, she had a blood clot, and she didn't want to go to the doctor, and her little grandbaby, I think he's like 4 or 5 years old, found her dead. She had her eyes open. She died with her eyes open.
God damn, her eyes open?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she died awake. She probably died watching television.
Damn. And she didn't want to go to the doctor.
Yeah. That's a big problem with our people. I don't want to go to the doctor.
Man, I go once a month. I don't fuck around, dog. I don't know how often, and you ain't got to tell me if you got any conditions or not, but I would assume you would go at least twice a year.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you know, because I have, you know, asthma, I had other health problems, and also I try eating right, and I try to get regular exercise, that's very important, stay very active,
Yeah, I got to start getting back on my grind. But didn't you tell me you had something called man buttitis?
Now that was bootyitis.
What?
That was bootyitis.
Hang on. Say that again. Man, you know you got man buttitis. Don't lie. You like that man's butt, don't you? Don't lie to me. I'm just fucking with you, man. Seriously.
I know. And you know what? I really need it, man, because you're not going to offend me. Shit. Remember, I was born in 1970. I'm not from that pussy generation. I actually one of my buddies on Facebook said, "You ain't got no feelings, do you?" Like, dude, I'm a guy. What do you want me to do, whine and cry about everything? My God. I mean, I have talks with therapists every now and then. I write, whatever.
You know, Lynn over here says she thinks you sound black. I mean, white.
You know what? I want you say that, but my nickname in high school was Big Newton.
Really?
Yeah, because what it was is one of my friends was heavy metal white guy, and instead of calling me Oreo, he called me Fig.
Oh, are you mixed?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you had
more. No, because what it is I used to really be in the very heavy and heavy metal music. I've been to a Black Sabbath concert before.
She did not sound black.
Yeah, because I didn't really get into hip hop really good until NWA. Ice Cube, left NWA. That's when I really started getting into hip hop. But I was mostly into heavy metal. Shoot.
Hey,
I was dating huh?
You hear about this shit with Ice Cube and Gene Simmons?
Oh yeah, he said that they shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Quit.
What? Well, everybody got the right to their opinion, you know.
This girl over here flirting with me like she wants the biz and I'm finna lay the pipe on her ass live on the air. If you don't stop fucking with me with them funky ass feet of yours.
My feet are cute.
They look like white man feet.
With my feet. Thank you very much.
She thinks she's just hot shit.
I know I am.
Above average is what I think. No, I'm just bullshitting. She's cute. She want to have a threesome with you, man.
Oh, well, you know, I've done that before, if I ain't no problem.
Hey, can you come to Dallas anytime soon, or is that not in your budget? I said, can you come to Dallas anytime soon?
Where do you guys live again?
I live in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, I always wanted to go to Dallas. I mean, I always wanted to go, and also try a real steak. And I heard you guys got the best steak dinners down there.
Yeah, if you come to Dallas, man, I'll show you around and all that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn says she'll show you a good time.
That's what I'm going to do.
See, Eric's the furthest of the pussy. That's what it is. You scared of pussy. I think you're scared of pussy.
Yeah, right.
She talking mad shit over here, dog. She talking about she put it on you and fall in love.
Hey, bring it on.
That sound like a challenge to me. You should add her as a person on Facebook. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. My theme song is AJ Styles, You Don't Want None.
She's going to be in love and don't want to know what to do. So I guess we got the after party, man. What else you want to talk about?
Oh, shit. Let's see. Speaking of black superheroes, have you ever heard of Milestone Comics?
No, I haven't.
Well, when they killed Superman off originally years ago, Milestone was real popular, they made a black version of Superman called Icon with Rocket. They had Static Shock, Hardware. He was like a black Iron Man. They had the Hardwire. They had the Blood Syndicate. They were a street gang. They got hit by the Big Bang. They ended up getting superpowers. Yeah, it was made by this black guy named Darren McGuffel or something like that. Too bad they didn't get as much press because they merged with DC. They kind of merged with DC Comics, which I thought was a mistake. And next thing you know, the characters were really disrespected, you know. And there was a cartoon series called Static Shock. He was the one responsible. The only reason that show got canceled, he got mad because they didn't want to make no action figures of Static Shock because apparently they had a problem with having black superhero toys for kids, you know. That doesn't make any sense. What's wrong with us having, you know, seeing somebody that looks like us, you know? There should be black superheroes, Asian superheroes, Mexican superheroes. I mean, come on now. This is supposed to be America. Everybody should deserve to see a positive example of themselves.
And on that note, I've always said this, man. Why can't black people and Hispanics come together to stop fighting?
I don't understand that. We in the same damn boat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what? I get along better with Asian people than I did with Hispanic people.
Yeah. Asian, I noticed something about Indians and Hispanic and Puerto Ricans. They tend, because they close in nature, you know,
yeah,
skin color and stuff, they tend to favor each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do. They really do, you know. And Hawaiians and Samoans, some Asian people have the African American nose, especially the Filipino, you know. They have broader nose.
Yeah, like you got that that greasy bell pepper ass Michael Jackson nose.
Hey, man, I can smell what you had just had for dinner last night, so don't get me started.
okay, that's a good one. If you smell with the nostril. Nah, but your nose ain't like my cousin. That nigga got a big ass nose, boy. And he ugly as a motherfucker, too. His name's Justin. I'll send you a picture of this nigga later.
Oh, but don't scare me too bad. like if some guys you like, look, man, I'm just going to be real for you. You're going to have to pay for it. I'm sorry.
You're going to pay for it indirectly or directly. The indirect way is taking them out, paying for dinner, paying for drinks. The direct way is, all right, look, how much, what's included. I mean, you're going to pay for pussy regardless. That's just bottom line.
Exactly.
And if more men start fucking had that mentality, we wouldn't have half the rapes. We wouldn't have half the bullshit. Get straight to the point. Let's talk.
And you know what? And I hear these guys talking about true force loneliness, and I'm like, bro, let me tell you something. You can get a woman, but your standards are so high, you can't get nobody. You gotta be realistic. If you're not that attractive, don't try. Don't think you're gonna pull a damn 10. You might have to get some 5s and 6s, but if you really want to, you can get somebody.
I agree. With me being a bigger nigga, I'm a handsome young nigga, you know. And this weight loss coming off on me, when it starts happening again, watch what happens. Man, I had so many hoes when I was smaller, dog. I'm trying to tell you, man. Hoes would just gravitate to a nigga.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. I had family members that didn't recognize me. They always used to be at least being 295 pounds. I got like 315, 320, you know. They're just like, whoa, okay. They almost passed right by. I'm like, Eric? Yep, that's me.
How tall are you?
By like 5'9" and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that you got stocky built, like shoulder wise.
Yeah.
Man, if you were about 225, 230, man, you'd be a solid built motherfucker.
That's where I am now. I'm like 225.
Right, but I'm just saying, I ain't saying gas up or roid up or anything like that, but I'm saying, like, if you, you know, really hit the gym and worked on that cardio, and, man, you could be ripped as hell, man.
Yeah.
Man,
and
shit.
I got a powerful frame, so. Then if people see me doing work, see me be able to bench 300 pounds like it's nothing, squat 360 like it's nothing. I said, I just have a strong frame, you know.
Yeah, I need to go and quit bullshitting, man. Just take baby steps, and you know what my fear is, man, because of my back pain. I know if I start walking for a long time, my back's gonna hurt. I just gotta get over that fear. I just have to tough it out, man.
Yeah. It's not easy, because I was thinking about having the surgery myself, and I said, no, let me try to take this weight off slowly and naturally. And I took time with it, too. It took me like 2 years, actually, but, you know, putting it all together. I'm like, you know, like I'm saying, it wasn't overnight I got this weight. You know, I'm like, let me take this off slowly.
Yeah, I had the gastric bypass 8 years ago. I'm looking at getting the revision done. And, you know, just fucking trying to make it happen, you know.
Yeah, my problem was I learned that food is not my friend. You know, no all-you-can-eat dinners, you know, no more of that. Portions, you know. Having only one plate of food, that's it. You know, I don't care about offend family members, because look, you ain't the one that had all the health problems I had. It's me, not you. So you can listen with that. You can get offended somewhere else. I'm trying to live. And my doctor's like, look, you want to live in your 50s and 60s? Keep playing around. With all that weight, you're going to have one fatal asthma attack, and that's it.
Yeah, I gotta quit bullshit. My doctor gonna get on my ass. Let's just say I'm over 400, dog.
Oh damn.
I know I don't look like it, but if you look at pictures, but yeah, man, I gotta get this shit under control like ASAP.
How tall are you?
5'11". I mean, you saw that picture of me and Cornette.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't look that heavy, right?
No, you don't.
But I got to get this shit under control, man. Man, I got water fluid retention in my legs and my ankles. I got to take a special water pill just to piss all that fucking water, the fluid out.
Yeah.
My ankles were swelling up. I got major depression, anxiety, high blood pressure. I'm on a plethora of medicines, man.
Yeah.
Sleep apnea. Fucking.
You know what? You know what? They're about to diagnose me with sleep apnea, but when I lost that weight and said, okay, you don't have it anymore, I'm like, oh my God. That would kill Michael Clark Duncan. You know the Green Mile?
Yeah, black dude.
Yeah, that big, huge black guy. Yeah, that would kill him. That was a big boy, man. He was big. He had to walk like Pee Wee Herman.
Hey, I'll tell you another big nigga, man, Terry Crews.
Oh, yeah. But Terry Crews is all muscle. That's the thing, there. That's a muscle guy. And,
well,
you know, I didn't even know he played for all those NFL teams. So I researched a little bit on him. He played football with so many teams, only 20.
I can see it. What was he, like a running back or a tight end?
Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah, tight end, I think.
I can see,
you know,
that.
He's had his pro football weight. It was like 235 pounds.
Hey, I'll tell you someone else is swallowing the motherfucker. Ben Affleck. That's a big motherfucker, dog.
He got big as shit for Batman.
Yeah, I know. I was like, damn.
Man.
I don't remember him being this slow.
I'm sorry. He took that role seriously, man.
It was a good movie, man. I don't know why people were bitching about
it. It was a damn good movie. I love that movie, boy. You know, I love how they made Batman. Batman does not trust nobody. Batman got screwed loose. People forget. You see your parents get murdered right in front of you. You're going to be a little fucked up.
Yeah, but then he had to kill off Superman, but, you know, he's going to come back to life.
Oh, yeah, he's coming back to life. See, they following the series there, you know. Superman, kind of, he's going to come back more powerful than ever, because, you know, cause when Superman came back, his powers were off the damn hook. Yeah, what they're going to do, you know what they're going to do? They're going to dig him up. They're going to dig him up, right? And they're going to take him to that spaceship. You know, the guy turned General Zod into Doomsday. And I bet that thing can bring Superman back to life. What do you think?
That's a good analysis. I was thinking the Solitude of Fortress of Solitude. Maybe do some shit there.
That's how they brought him back in the comic book, actually, The Fortress of Solitude, actually. There's that crystal that supposedly gave him his powers. You put that with him, it should regenerate him. But it only happened like once, I believe they said.
Yeah.
Because I remember them saying that death to a Kryptonian is a lot more different than death to a mortal, because basically they die, they go to the Phantom Zone or something like that. I read that in one of the comics years ago.
There's so many similarities with Superman and Dragon Ball Z. It's like, you know, when you die, you go to the other world. I'm sorry, dog. I'm a Goku mark. Superman cannot fuck with Goku. Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan. Can't fuck with him, dog.
No, no, you can't.
Did you see that Batman?
I don't think Superman could beat Boo.
Nah, he could beat Boo, but he damn sure can't beat Whis.
Oh, hell
can't
no.
Nobody.
I don't know nobody can beat that joker.
Not even Beerus.
No.
Beerus would give him a run for his money, but dude, Whis is the most. Whis is the most powerful character on Dragon Ball.
Yeah, you know, and luckily he's a nice, relatively nice person, you know, or whatever he is, you know.
I wish there was a Whis